On this great feast of Epiphany, we recall the visit of the three wise men, sometimes called the three kings, to the Christ child. But if we listen very closely to the gospel that Deacon Dan just proclaimed, we discover something rather surprising. Matthew's gospel, which is the only one that recounts the incident in Jesus' life, never tells us how many wise men there were. It says, wise men from the east arrived one day in Jerusalem. So if the scriptures do not tell how many wise men there were, why is it that we're convinced that there were three? The answer to that question is not to be found in the scriptures, but rather in Christian imagination. Because you see, as subsequent believers reflected upon today's passage, they tried to fill in the details not given in the text. So they noticed that at the end of the gospel, the Christ child is presented with three gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Consequently, believers drew the conclusion, if there are three gifts, there are three wise men, three givers. I think that conclusion was guided by the Holy Spirit. If we take it to heart, we can derive three lessons from today's story. The first lesson is this. Every one of us has a gift to offer. Christians could have imagined there were 10 wise men and many of them came without bringing any gift, but they refused to accept the possibility of an empty-handed wise man. Why is this? Because this flows from the conviction that God does not create giftless people. Every person God has made is a gifted person. Every person has something to offer. If you're sitting here this morning saying, I can do this and that, but I really have nothing that's worthy of offering to God, sorry, you're wrong. The story invites you and me to think again. If you don't know what our gift is, find it. It is there. If you exist, you are gifted. This is simply the way God makes people. Find your gift and claim it. The second lesson moves in an opposite direction. No one of us has all the gifts. Believers could imagine that one wise man gave all three gifts to the Christ child, but they rejected that possibility because Christians know that gifts are spread through the entire community. No one of us has them all. Therefore, we shouldn't be wasting our time longing over other people's gifts. How often do we do that? How often do we say, I wish I could be as intelligent as that person, or have that person's success, or that person's popularity? This story tells us, don't be jealous of other people's gifts. Claim your own. Claim your own gifts and be satisfied. Accept the gifts that were given to you. No one has all the gifts. The third lesson is this. Every gift is necessary. Every gift is important. The three gifts of the wise men were meant to describe the person of Jesus. Gold. Gold indicated his kingship and authority as our Lord. Frankincense. Frankincense indicated his divinity as our God. And myrrh. Myrrh indicated his suffering as our Savior and his death on the cross. If any one of those gifts were missing, an incomplete picture of Jesus would result. In the same way, friends, any gift which God has given to us is necessary. Every person's gift is something that is important. And good news is it's only when every gift is used that the fullness of God's kingdom will fully emerge. For this first Sunday of the new year, on the Feast of the Three Kings, Little Christmas, three lessons from the three gifts of the three wise men come our way. Each gift, each person has a gift to offer. No person has all the gifts, and each gift is necessary. To these, let me add a fourth. Once you know that you are gifted, once you've located your gift and seen its importance, don't hide it. Don't keep it to yourself. Be like the three wise men and offer your gift to God's service. Be like the three wise men and give the gift that you have received to the one who is both Messiah and Lord, who is our companion for the journey, and who receives our gifts with joy and gratitude.